أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Surah 57, Al-Hadid. Title. Verse 25 of this surah refers to Al-Hadid, which is the surah's title. Period of Revelation. The consensus view is that Al-Hadid is a Medinan surah. Its contents indicate that it must have been revealed in the intervening period between the Battle of Uhud and the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. For it was during that period that the small Islamic state of Medina was fully surrounded by the unbelievers. The Muslims were few in number and without resources, and they were forced to defend themselves against the might of all Arabia. In such conditions, the Muslims were obliged to lay down their lives and to donate all that they had. Accordingly, the surah makes a strong appeal to them for sacrifice. Thus, verse 10 of this surah tells the believers, "Those who spend their wealth and took part in fighting before the victory cannot be equated with those who spent their wealth and took part in fighting afterwards." The timing is further substantiated by Anas's report cited by Ibn Murdoveh. The latter points out that verse 16 of this surah, which shook the believers, was sent down 17 years after the first revelation of the Quran. Going by this account, this surah must have been sent down between 4 to 5 after Hijri. Subject matter and themes. This surah exhorts Muslims to spend in Allah's way. It was received during a critical period in the history of Islam, as the decisive encounter between Islam and Arab Jahiliyyah was on. This surah was sent down pointedly to prompt Muslims to donate in Allah's way. It forcefully conveys to them that faith does not consist in mere verbal profession of faith and performing certain rituals. Its spirit consists in one's utmost sincerity towards Allah and His faith. Those devoid of this spirit of faith and who prefer to keep their life and belongings rather than act to support their faith should realize that their faith is hollow. It will not have any worth in Allah's sight. To press home the above points, the surah first states the divine attributes. These are intended to make listeners realize that they are being addressed by the Almighty. The divine attributes are then followed by the articulation of the following points. 1. Faith demands that one should not shy away from spending his money in Allah's way. Such an attitude is discordant with faith and is wrong in principle, for their belongings are actually Allah's. The faithful are only trustees of Allah's wealth. In the past, their wealth was someone else's, and though it is now with them, it will be transferred to others in the future. Eventually, all will return to Allah, as He is the inheritor of the entire universe. What they spend in Allah's way will benefit them. 2. Although any sacrifice of life and belongings in Allah's way is valuable in itself, its value increases according to the situation. There might be a situation when the resourceful forces of unbelief might attempt to obliterate Islam altogether, or alternatively, Islam might be in the ascendant, with the believers having gained victory over the enemies of truth. All these situations are opposites. The sacrifices made in each do not carry the same reward. Those who lay down their lives and spend all that they have when Islam is weak cannot be equated with those who make sacrifices when Islam is ascendant. 3. All that is spent in the cause of truth is a loan to Allah. He will return it after increasing it manifold. He will bestow additional rewards as well. 4. Only those will be blessed with heavenly light in the hereafter who have spent in Allah's way. As to the hypocrites whose eyes are set on only their worldly gains and who disregard the battle between truth and falsehood, they may be reckoned as Muslims in this world if they live in the company of Muslims. However, they will be separated from Muslims on the Day of Judgment. They will be denied the heavenly light and will be treated like unbelievers. 5. Muslims should not behave like the worldly-minded people of the book, who have turned indifferent to truth. A believer's heart melts as and when God is mentioned. He submits wholly to the truth revealed by him. 6. In the eyes of Allah, only such believers are the truthful and martyrs who sincerely spend their belongings in Allah's way without any hypocrisy or showing off. 7. The life of this world is ephemeral. People vie with one another in worldly sports, allurements, and wealth. All of these are mortal, unreal. These are akin to the produce that no doubt appears green at first, but soon turns pale and is reduced to dust. The real abiding life is of the hereafter, and actions have far-reaching consequences. People should compete with one another only in the race towards paradise. 8. All adversity and prosperity experienced in this life are preordained by Allah. A Muslim should not lose spirit when some calamity befalls him. Likewise, he should not be without self-control when he is blessed with prosperity. Only hypocrites and unbelievers behave thus. They boast when Allah confers His bounties on them, act as misers on being asked to spend in Allah's way, and even ask others to be miserly. 9. Allah deputed His messengers with evident signs, with scriptures, and with the scale of justice in order that they might instruct people in justice. He also sent down iron so that force may be used to establish truth and humble falsehood. Allah intends to test who will stand to help and support His faith and exert themselves in His cause. Allah has provided these opportunities so that people may enhance their rank. Otherwise, Allah is not dependent on anyone for His cause. 10. Messengers of Allah appeared also earlier. Their mission helped some people follow the straight way. However, most of the people clung to error and wickedness. Then the Prophet Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him, appeared. His teachings helped many learn morals and manners. However, his followers took to monasticism. Now Allah has deputed Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, those who believe in him and lead their life in accordance with divine code will be blessed with his mercy. He will confer upon them the light that will enable them to follow the straight way, even in the maze of life. The people of the book lay their claim to His mercy. However, He showers His grace upon whom He wills. These themes are broached in the above order in this surah.